It caught the world of publishing by surprise. The recent surge in popularity that rocketed the mysterious Sufi poet Rumi to bestsellerdom. It was all the more astonishing since Jalaluddin Rumi, with that flowing white beard, penned his beautiful verses nearly 800 years ago in the region now known as Turkey. At first glance, they are lyrical love poems, but the reader soon comes to realize that Rumi's lover is the divine, that the embrace he so deeply longs for is a soul-satisfying union with God. Historians debate the origin of the Sufi tradition, but it certainly dates to ancient times. Its appeal to this day lies in an undogmatic, open-hearted approach that beckons people of all backgrounds into an encounter with their own inner wisdom. Sprouting up in many cultures throughout the world, the Sufi path has a growing appeal for Americans like Mitch Gilbert, author of An Owner's Manual for the Human Being. For him, it was a new way of seeing.
Initially, there is like a witness that is watching this movie going on. It's watching you become angry when there was no reason to become angry, become frightened when there was no reason to become frightened, become greedy when it was more than you actually needed to satisfy yourself. It's watching you. But you think of yourself as the performer, as the ego, as the watchdog, as the actor in all of these roles. You don't think of yourself as the witness. But what occurs is that little by little you begin to identify more with the witness than with the ego. You begin to recognize that that witness is your own inner voice, and that that inner voice is coming from somewhere really deep and sacred inside of yourself. And it was so deep and buried to protect it all these years that you forgot that it was you. It's one of these things where if you can remember the first time you ever looked in a mirror, maybe you were like 2 years old, and you looked in the mirror and with total elation, you know, at discovery, you said, "That's me." And you look in the mirror now and you say, "That's me," okay? And it's certainly not the body that you're talking about that you still recognize as the same, and it's not your emotions, and it's not your personality, and it's not your intellect. All those things have changed. But there was a core of you that was there when you were 2 years old and that's there now. Well, that inner voice, that conscience that's acting as the witness, once you begin to listen to it, you begin to recognize that that's the voice of that soul of you that's been pleading for all this time to be released, to come out from under all the games and all the acts and all the performances and all the achievements and everything else that you've piled on top of it, and allow it to grow and become who you really are.
This world is a stage. Here there is singing and dancing. Here there are gatherings. Tomorrow all these will desert us. Oh, no one has understood that. This world is a stage. Who will realize what will happen tomorrow? Without understanding this, without understanding that one treasure which has no end, which has no change, which can't be seen, without opening their hearts so completely. Observing through that this most mysterious treasure, and see that these men have been born. as actors in this world.